Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mike Deering joining us talking about the six-hour committee meeting at NCBA in just a moment. West Red Wheat Technical Product Manager John Fenderson believes that the 2020 growing season showed West Red Wheat varieties teaming up with Mother Nature can provide excellent results.
As I look at my own internal testing and also look at the university testing from Texas and Oklahoma, the consistency of some of our varieties like WB4269 and 4699 and 4792 have just been outstanding this year. We're very, very pleased with these new products, how they're performing, and they really did not let us down this year. And that's what we've been looking for. We've been looking for genetics that when Mother Nature helps us out and gives us the conditions to really fill up the bins and provide outstanding yields, that those varieties have that ability, and we really believe we've achieved that with some of these varieties.
Thanks, John. Learn more about Westbred's wheat varieties and how they can work for you. Go to westbred.com. Everybody was in agreement. More price discovery for the fed cattle market is an absolute necessity. It ended up being a six-hour committee meeting at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association summer business meeting for their live cattle marketing committee. One side wanting a regulatory legislative solution. The other side wanted to stay with a market-driven concept as they pursue price discovery. Mike Deering is executive director of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. He was on the side of wanting a legislative regulatory solution to price discovery because he says up to this point, the other market-driven voluntary concept has not been able to move the packers toward better price discovery.
Our coalition, which kind of started with Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Texas, and southwestern cattle raisers, and then we brought on 20 other states with us, we were really trying to put some teeth in the policy and give NCBA a direction to pursue a mandatory program, if needed, to get robust price discovery, to get some negotiated trade out there, and to quit kicking the can down the road, quit saying enough is enough and hoping for the best and moving forward and getting something done for the cow-calf producers and the entire industry to allow every segment to be profitable. That was met with some opposition here, but we came together with a compromise saying, hey, we're going to move forward. We have a path forward. That the grassroots process worked, and we're going to develop a policy to put together a working group and some triggers in place that, you know, if the voluntary approach doesn't work, there's some triggers here that then allow NCBA to support a mandatory, regulatory, or legislative fix to all of this. And so what that looks like will then be kicked back to the membership in Nashville at the annual convention. So we came out united. We came out with a path forward, and that's what NCBA is all about, and that's what the grassroots process is all about.
What sort of triggers would you envision, you know, that would be laid out there?
So in terms of plant-by-plant, regionally specific, negotiated trade, are we meeting, based on scientific research, the Kuntz study of Colorado State University, are we meeting those minimums? Are we doing everything we can with the packers to make sure that we have robust price discovery? Are they buying enough cattle on cash trade? And we also got the LMR policy passed near unanimously that said, hey, all this data is important. We need this data out there so on formula transactions, on all trades, so people can make good decisions, and we truly know what the value of cattle are, and we know the distribution, the price distribution, and know who's getting a bigger slice of the pie. Also in that LMR policy, it removes the confidentiality guidelines, which is huge for NCBA to have a policy to remove the confidentiality guidelines to make sure all that information is out there.
And I guess what this the push needs to get that actually reauthorized by the end of September.
Yeah, that would be LMR, which is up for reauthorization by September 30th. Let's not kid ourselves. It won't be September 30th. It's going to get probably October or November, I mean, to be honest. But it's supposed to be reauthorized by September 30th, but I expect that to be delayed.
One of those in the trenches, Mike Deering with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association on this price discovery conversation, watching all of that and saying that the grassroots had the opportunity to work things out. Colin Woodall, CEO of NCBA.
This was about a six-hour committee meeting, probably one of the longest committee meetings that we have since since I've been at NCBA. It's my 17th year, and definitely the most contentious that we've had. I hearken back to our debates on ethanol and biofuels mandates back in 2007, 2008, and that pales in comparison to what we just came through. But everybody has to keep in mind that we agree across the board on what is required, and that is more cash trade in order to have robust price discovery. We all agree on that. The question, and what was debated here, is what is the mechanism to make it happen? There are some that want mandates. There are some that don't want mandates in our industry. And a lot of times when you look at mandates that we've had in the past, if they don't work, it takes years to either fix them or get rid of them. Things like country of origin labeling, for example. So there is a lot of hesitancy there. But from what has passed out of committee, we'll be going to the board of directors. It looks like we have found a compromise where we are going to set some triggers, which has been a component of the discussion for quite some time now, but try to do it in a voluntary way and set some parameters and some dates here across the fall and headed to our annual convention that if we don't hit those triggers, then we'll revisit this and see if there is a bigger hammer we need to bring to the discussion.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.